the waitress comes by. Here's your 10 donuts.
Thank you, sir.
She walks away.
Hey, very cliche. Give me, if I eat, I'm on my lunch break right now.
Well, what happened?
Well, no, okay, so I was sitting here waiting for my lunch to arrive,
uh-huh.
Which, let me be clear, is 10 donuts. Because I am a police officer.
Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We are your hosts, Alec Combs,
Jesse Sarowitz,
and Jake the Snake Rubin O.
We are back for another episode, back at it again like a bad habit. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Guys, how's it been? How's it hanging?
Pretty
so good. I mean,
good.
The day we're recording today is St. Patrick's Day for all you listeners. So if you're not wearing green, pinch.
We're giving you a little pinch in the ear. You know?
Yeah, even though if you're listening to this in July, still.
Still, pinch.
Yeah, we're getting you.
I have a question.
What, yeah. Jake?
Who are we? What do we do here?
Oh my God, good question.
Glad you are.
Screenplay, the improvised movie. We do a podcast where we make up a movie completely on the spot. One of us is going to talk about a movie or TV show one of us has seen recently. And off of that discussion, we are going to make up a movie right here on the spot. We're going to come up with all the dialogue, all the action, all the characters, all the settings, and everything else that makes up a great movie. So in order to get us started, one of us talks about a movie, like I've said. And guess what?
What?
It's an Alec week.
Alec Week! Hashtag Alec Week. Everyone tweet hashtag Alec Week.
Put hashtag it on t-shirts. Alec Week.
Put it on a plane in the sky.
Yep.
Alec Week.
Yep. Everywhere.
So, what'd you watch, Mr. Schmalek?
What did you watch,
I watched one of my favorite movies, a rewatch, one might say. I'm a huge fan of this movie, and I think I was even before all the hype recently around it came around on YouTube. I recently rewatched a Goofy movie. It's one of my favorites from when I was younger. Used to watch the hell out of it on VHS. And a few years ago, I rediscovered my love for it. And I was just like, damn, this is a good movie. And then after I started that, I feel like all these different videos started coming out on YouTube about, like, why a Goofy movie is secretly a really good movie. Shout out to the YouTube channel Sideways' video about it, about why it's like the title of the video is like, why a Goofy movie is even better than you remember. And it goes into, like, the intricacies of why it's, like, it's like why it's a better musical Disney movie than all the other Disney musicals. That, like,
we will be sending that guy a bill also.
Yeah, like on
for
par,
advertising his video.
What?
So we will be sending that guy a bill for advertising his video.
No. Yeah. It's like on par with Beauty and the Beast in, like, the points that he laid out, and I was like, damn,
that's quite
honestly,
a plan.
Dude, I can see it. Shout out also the Toonrific Tariq's video about Goofy movie. Really good videos out there.
We're sending them a bill too.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
No free,
we're not
screen time on screen.
Okay. I'm trying to, you know, we're such a big podcast here. I'm just trying to lift up some smaller fucking YouTubers.
I'm cutting all of it.
So,
a Goofy what movie. Happens in Goofy movie?
If you're unfamiliar with a Goofy movie stars not Goofy. Well, it does star Goofy, but it's more stars his son Max Goof. Max, he's like maybe in like late middle school, early high school. It's the last day of school before summer vacation. He wants to make a big impression because he has a huge crush on this girl named Roxanne, who he's never talked to before. So he has this elaborate plan with his friend Pete and kind of acquaintance Bobby to try and put on this huge music number during a what's the fucking, like, not meeting. What's it called?
Assembly.
Assembly. I couldn't think of the word. Yeah. I knew it started with an A. During this big school assembly on the last day of summer, on the last day of school. But when he gets caught, everybody's just like, oh my God, it's the Goof Kid. But then Max is like really downtrodden. He gets in trouble. The principal calls his dad, saying like he's a hooligan. And Goofy's like, oh my God, I gotta get my son together before he ends up in the electric chair. So
does he actually say that?
Yeah, they do.
Oh
they
my
do.
God.
There's this entire moment when the principal Skinner, voiced by the guy from my dinner with Andre, or
Wallace Shawn.
Yeah, Wallace Shawn, the guy who also played Rex in a Toy Story.
Inconceivable. Yeah.
yeah, that
from,
guy.
From Princess Bride. Yeah.
Princess Bride. I was going to say Princess Bride too. I couldn't fucking think of the name. Wallace Shawn, Principal Skinner, calls Goofy and is like, your son's in trouble. You better get him together before he ends up in the electric chair. And then he hangs up.
Ooh.
I like that. So Goofy's scared, so he's like, I'm going to plan a road trip with my son to go to Lake Destiny, where my dad took me when I was Max's age. So Max, after getting in trouble and whatnot, he finds out that that everybody respects him, and he's able to ask Roxanne to this kind of get-together that her friend is having at a house where they're doing a live pay-per-view showing of the Powerline concert. And oh boy, Powerline. He's like the fucking Prince or Michael Jackson of the universe. Big pop star. And so Max has this whole moment where he's like, oh my God, I'm on top of the world. And he gets home to Goofy, who Goofy's like, actually, scratch that. We're going on a road trip.
Oh.
So aww. Then Max, before they leave, is able to tell Roxanne that he's not going to be able to make it to the party, but he will be waving hi to her live on stage during the pay-per-view Powerline concert, because his dad knows. He lies and says that Goofy knows Powerline, and he's able to get up on stage. So then shenanigans ensue on the road to Lake Destiny, but really Max is taking them to LA to go to the Powerline concert. And it's kind of just like the dynamic between Max and Goofy, and learning that, like, oh, a kid is trying to grow up to be their own person and have their own life, but it's also about being a parent and trying to learn when to let your kid have their own life but still be a part of it. So
touching.
That's pretty much it. Other fun movies where Bigfoot shows up. They go to a possum park, which is kind of just like really shitty roadside attraction. Complete with little animatronic possums singing, and let's see what else happens.
So is Max only in the Goofy movies, or does he exist elsewhere,
so
too?
This movie was like the movie to the show Goof Troop, which Max was in. And, like, Max was also in Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas, Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas, and then there's also an extremely Goofy movie. There's
also
a cameo
appearance
of Max in DuckTales, the new DuckTales that came out in 2019 or something. So there's appearances of him more because more nowadays. Oh, and also Max was in House of Mouse, the TV show. If you guys remember that one. He's the guy who takes your keys at the door.
Valet.
Yeah, the valet.
I keep knocking him out of the park, baby.
you got me, buddy.
So if Max's name is Max Goof, is Goofy's name Goofy Goof?
Yes. Max's full name is Maximilian, by the way.
Maximilian Goof.
Too bad. There's this one part where they like show the map that they're taking, and on the map, like Goof, it's like I think some like at some point they're the name Goofy is the last name because there's like a spelling of Goofy and it's G-O-O-F-E-Y. And I'm like, wait a second. What the fuck's going on here?
Ladies and gentlemen, the state executed Maximilian Goof this morning.
Yeah. He got in the electric
governor
chair.
Did not come in time with his day of execution. Survived only by his living father, Goofy Goof.
There's this whole thing. I want to make, like, videos about a Goofy movie because if you look into, like, the lore of it, there's, like,
Goofy
this whole
lore?
Thing. There's, like, this whole thing.
Gore.
Like, in... okay. Okay. In Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas, Max is, like, an adult at this point, and he brings home a girl, and it's, like... You're like, oh, it's supposed to be Roxanne, right? But it doesn't look at all like Roxanne. She has a different name. However, the voice actress is the same. And if you look into like interviews about it, the animators are like, we wanted it to be Roxanne, but since the movie's 3D animated and it was so early in 3D animation's lifetime, like we didn't have the technology to animate Roxanne's like big red hair. So they made like really short brown hair girl. But it's supposed to be Roxanne, but they weren't able to officially make it Roxanne.
Oh, I remember Roxanne. Here's Roxanne.
Yes.
Yes.
Roxanne.
It's going to look great.
All right. Well,
for
I don't have any other
questions.
For
all the audio listeners, we're showing a picture of Roxanne on Jake's phone.
Is this coming out good?
No.
No. It's terrible. All
right. Why don't we go ahead and let's do our movie.
Let's get into a nice road trip movie. All right, let's get into it.
Wait, Alex,
well,
have a catchphrase.
No. We need a catchphrase.
Oh, so sorry.
Jesse also was going to say
it. I got it.
Thank you for catching my blunder. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Oingo da doingo. Let's get going, everybody. Everybody put it in the chats. Back. Oingo da doingo.
We're going to put that on t-shirts.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
All right, let's going to be like, let's screenplay the improvised movie on the front and Oingo da Doingo on the back.
It'd be like, oh my God, I get that.
All right, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. All right, interior house, morning. We see a young man slumbering in his bed. Clothes everywhere, like it's a pigsty in this guy's room. Pizza on plate still. That there's like flies on. There's like half drinking glasses of Mountain Dew in the corner. Like the computer is on. Underwear is like on top of like the computer. You know, like it's a mess in there. And it's dark, it's dank, but a little bit of sunlight is shining through the blinds. All of a sudden, we hear a loud telephone beeping. Beep, 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 beep. Very quickly, a body jolts awake in the bed. And he has, like, on, like, an eye mask. And it just has, like, a white closed eyes, you know, on the eye mask.
He also has a sleep apnea machine.
Yeah. he takes off the sleep apnea machine. He delicately takes off the eye mask. He's blinks awake and he fumbles for his phone on his nightstand. As he does, he's like knocking off like old pizza boxes and Cheez-Its and whatnot. When he finally picks up his phone, hello? What?
Hey, buddy, how you feeling? Are you feeling good? You feeling ready?
Ready? Ready for what?
I'm about to be outside in T-minus 10 minutes, baby dog. Hopefully you've got your suitcase packed and your tent ready because we are going camping. Or did you forget?
10 minutes? Wait, I was supposed to wake up an hour ago.
Yeah, not my problem.
As he's on the phone, he's quickly rushing around his room, throwing things into a suitcase.
Hey, listen, I want to give you a little heads up before we pull up. Marjorie here is not in a good mood. Please do not push her buttons. Please do not push her buttons.
I won't. What's wrong?
Oh, God, it's the whole thing. I'll tell you about it when she falls asleep in the car.
Okay.
I hear you talking about me. You're not being subtle.
Marjorie, shut up and take your Dramamine.
I'm so nauseous, and I'm in a bad mood. My buttons better not be pushed. I swear to God.
I'm telling Big Duke right now.
Big Duke better be ready. Don't push your buttons. We're there.
He better be. I'm telling him.
Tell him.
He's never late for anything. He's always on board.
Tell him to bring a bathing suit.
All right. Don't forget to bring a bathing suit, Big Duke. All right. T-minus 8 minutes. We'll see you there. Right. He hangs up.
He hangs up his phone, and he turns around, and the camera, like, zooms out to the rest of his room, and it's still just as – it's even worse than before. And he's just like, oh. And then we cut to, like 90s pop song is playing. It's like, it's gonna be a great day, like that type of vibes. Coming down the staircase, we see Big Duke. He's got his suitcase in hand. He looks ready, surprisingly, and he's leisurely coming down the stairs. Hey, Pop, I'm just about to head out.
You're leaving? I thought we could go to that baseball game we were talking about, maybe.
No can do, Big Daddy. I'm out of here.
Well, his mother comes around from around the corner. Hey, you better cherish this time with your father. We don't know how many years he has left.
It's the anniversary of your brother passing. I thought we could maybe, you know,
spend some time. Even bigger Duke was a big guy.
Yeah, he was a
huge
big guy.
Duke. Huge Duke.
R.I.P.
Big Duke. Huge Duke.
Your mother's
passing was tragic.
Daddy Duke.
Your daddy Duke. Huh, mama. It doesn't
mama
matter.
Duke. Yeah.
Not to be confused with Marmaduke. You know.
You know. Duke's our last name.
That's our dog, obviously.
Yeah.
Marmaduke's the dog.
Anyways.
Let me lecture our son.
Okay.
Big Duke, your father's been looking forward to this baseball game. He's been talking about it nonstop every time we're sitting and getting ready for bed. He wants to go. He wants to spend time with you, to spend the time that he never got to have with Huge Duke. He never got it. So where do you think you're going that's more important than this?
Yeah.
My friends and I were going camping before we go off to high school.
What?
Before we go
say
off
that
to
again?
We're going camping before we go off to high school. Ninth grade.
Oh, okay.
You know, Baba Duke, I think we should let him go. It's what Bigger Duke would have wanted.
I don't think it's what Huge Bigger Duke would have wanted. I think you're going to take your father with you.
What?
No, honey.
You are going to take your father with you, and I'm going to have this house to myself for the weekend.
Well, they're about to pull up, so Dad, if you're coming, you got to get packed.
Pack a bag.
He pulls out a suitcase. This baseball game, we were going to spend the night, but all I brought were baseball clothes, so...
I guess that's gonna have to do because right then and there you see like the shots like framed where like the in the very middle of the frame is like the door of the house and mm-hmm. there's like a window in the middle of the door and you can see right in the middle of the window is his friend's car and they pull up and they stop and they go they honk the horn.
They're laying on the horn.
Yeah. It goes because for a minute, and then it stops, and then you can tell that Marjorie is now laying on the horn.
And it's...
Because they're here, Dad, so let's go.
How old are your friends? Should they be driving if you're going into high school? That put you at what? 12? 13?
Dad, you know that we're like... 4 years held back. Let's go.
Okay, sounds good.
we cut to outside the house. They're packing up the suitcases in the trunk, and Big Duke's friend is chatting to him, and Marjorie is fuming in the passenger seat. You're bringing your dad there, champ?
Yeah, guys, you know, I forgot we were going to go on a thing together, but it'll be fine. It'll be fine. You won't even notice him. He ain't going to cramp our style.
I can't bring Stephanie, but he can bring his dad.
Shut up, Marjorie.
Shut up. If you want to
eat your fucking Dramamine,
so you should have put up a bigger fight.
I put up a really big fight. Why do you think I'm so mad right now?
Because I'm better and smarter than you. Shut up.
That was mean.
The friend turns to the dad and puts out a hand to shake his hand. Charles Mortimer, how are you, sir?
I'm Daddy Duke. Nice to meet you.
Daddy Duke, nice to meet you. Well, your son and I, we go way back. Well, I've got three rules for a big old camping trip for the boys, all right?
Okay.
Rule number one, have fun.
Okay, always I can do that.
Have fun, you get it? Rule number two, we don't stop drinking until the beer is gone.
Ooh. Are you driving and drinking? I cannot condone that.
All right, okay.
Also, you're underage.
Yeah, it just dawned on me that I'm only 18.
Doesn't matter.
We've been held back a long time. Yeah, obviously, man. Big Duke knows.
Yeah. 10 years.
10 years. We've been held back 10 years.
10 years to eighth grade. We finally graduated.
Yeah, and rule number three is if we can find a way to ditch Marjorie on the highway, we will.
We 1000% will.
Did Big Duke tell you that this is the anniversary of my other son's
death? Dad.
Whoa, so we're all having a really hard time right now.
We are not all having a hard time.
Most of us just need a nice weekend to just get away and spend some quality time with you.
It's been 10 years, Dad. It's been 10 years.
You have a kid, and you tell me how it feels.
All right. I don't condone that, sir. I don't think Big Duke should be having any kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have been held back 10 years.
Yeah, maybe, you know,
maybe even longer.
Anyway, our first stop is the biggest ball of yarn in the whole wide world.
Woo!
Just on the side of the highway. Isn't that fun? What do you think, Daddy Duke?
I brought all this baseball stuff. Can we go to a baseball game? I'll pay for everything this whole trip.
Oh, yes. Yes, 100%. Immediately.
Sounds
yes.
Great.
Ball of twine first. Let's go. Ball of yarn.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
We cut to hours down the road. They're sitting in the car. Charles Mortimer's driving.
Marjorie is passed out.
Like, she is, like, slumped. Is she in the passenger seat, you said?
Yeah,
I think so, yes.
All right. She is, like, in, like, the crevice in between the door and the chair, you know? She's like,
we're about 2 hours out from the big ball of twine, everyone. So stay buckled up.
Sounds great, buddy. Dad, how you holding up over there?
I'm doing good. I'm listening to a podcast.
Oh, really? What about?
It's about war.
Which war?
Just in general. You know, it's not good for anything.
No, it's not. Hey, maybe we should, like, play some games, you know, to pass the time. Dad, let's play 20 questions, you know? I'm thinking of a person.
Barack Obama.
No. No.
Oh, let me play. Okay, is this person famous?
Yeah.
Ooh. Is it a politician?
No.
As a singer, a musician.
It is a singer.
Pass.
That
counts as a question.
Does that count as a question?
Yeah.
Yes. Is it, do they also play an instrument or do they just sing? Do they play an instrument?
Just to sing. Oh, wait, but it's just a singer.
Yes, you can just say no, yes. Michael Jackson.
You're right.
Wow. All right. Okay. I got one. All right. I'm thinking of a person.
Barack Obama.
No.
Man or woman?
Man.
A politician?
No.
What, Dad? Why do you keep going to politicians?
All I can think about listening to War right now.
Are they an actor?
Yes.
Pass.
Dad, is everything okay?
No, I'm having a hard time right now. Okay?
Oh, was that one of the questions?
Out of place.
I'm counting.
You know, it's hard being an adult surrounded by children. I mean, I guess you're also adults, but like, it's just not an easy situation. You know.
No, I have Dad. To
use the bathroom.
Dad, you're really cramping it up. Cramping up the style.
I just want to be cool for you guys.
Well, what would be cool is if you didn't have to pee right now and you would just play the game.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll stop pee. I'll stop having to pee. I'm done.
Well, we will stop. Wait, at the
why are you done? Dad, did you just pee yourself?
No. I'm done. You know, like, it went away. I didn't want to make a big deal about it.
It went away because you peed yourself?
Yes. All right. Can we just keep
going? No, hold on. That's my upholstery. You're going to have to pay for that.
Well, you said he's paying for anything.
I'm paying for everything.
You know, okay. Let's just pull over real quick. Get some food, get some air, stretch our legs.
All right. We cut to the car's pulled off to like a restaurant, like a fast food parking lot. They park and they all get out of the car and they're stretching.
Ooh. As they're all stretching, we pan over to a shady-looking car that's in the middle of the parking lot. Two rough-looking guys get out of the car, and one of them smoking a cigar, throws it on the ground, and crushes it with his feet. All right. He said to come to this parking lot for the drop-off.
Yeah, he did.
You think we can trust this guy? Do you even know what he looks like?
I don't see what any of the options we got there. No, I don't know what he looks like. He works in the shadows. He's the Shadow King.
The Shadow King?
Yeah.
He's taken up all our business, and now we have to work for him.
Now he's going to strong-arm us, and I need to pay for my kid's college. He was held back 10 years.
I need to pay for my girl's, breast surgery. She's got cancer in the tits.
Oh, okay, I was going to say. well, what if it was, it just seemed augmentative. Maybe you don't need to pay that for her, but no.
That's so much more serious.
It's so much more serious than I thought it was going to be. Yeah, so,
No. It's a big deal. It's a real head scratcher, that one. All right.
Well, I know the Shadow King, he's always traveling with bodyguards that look like they're regular civilian types.
Yeah.
I don't know, and he's always driving a pretty nondescript car, so it could be any of these people right now.
And you know, the Shadow King, he says he's going to start a war, you know. He's always talking about there being a war amongst the boroughs.
War about what? What kind of war are you talking about there, Axel?
A turf war, you know.
Turf war?
Yeah, turf he's war. Taking up our turf. He already reclaimed ours, he's claiming even more.
All right, well, you think? What about that guy? You think that's him?
That guy? The weepy one? Yeah,
the camera pans over to Daddy Duke.
His pants.
He's stretching his hips.
Yeah, his pants are soiled. He's stretching his hips. He's got like a fanny pack on.
He's holding his briefcase full of baseball clothes.
Right. In his hand. He's wearing baseball pants, so they're like 3/4 length, and he's got big long socks.
Those like.
The camera pans back to
the two shady guys.
You could be that guy.
He could be that guy. Yeah, he's got a baseball bat. That's his weapon of choice. You know, he goes around beating people's heads in with a bat.
That's, I know, happened to my cousin.
Happened.
My cousin was killed by the Shadow King.
Yeah, happened to my girl's.
He was trying.
What was that?
Oh, go ahead. No, you know it's fine.
Happened to my girl's friend. It was horrible. Not my girlfriend, my girl's friend.
Your girl's friend. I totally get it.
All right.
Anyway, let's go over there and just see. Let's talk to the Shadow King, huh?
Yeah, let's give him a little talking to. We cut back to the group, the OG group. Big Duke, Charles, and Marjorie. Like, Charles and Big Duke, they pull Marjorie out of the car, and they're like, all right, Dad, you stay here. We're going to go inside and get some food, okay?
Well, I'm hungry, too.
Well, I'll get you your usual, you know.
Triple cheeseburger, no onions, extra pickles, light mayonnaise.
Yeah, light mayonnaise. I know. Mm-hmm. I know. That just stay here. Change your pants, all right? God, you're okay. Embarrassing.
Okay, sorry.
You know, Dad, you need to grow up, and that's coming from me, all right? You need to get a grip. You know, you're always telling me that I should grip harder on the baseball bat. Maybe you should take your own advice.
Okay, all right. Just go inside. I'll see you in a little.
Hey, try not to do anything that will be more embarrassing than you already are.
Yeah.
Marjorie's still slumped over. They're, like, carrying her inside.
Yeah.
The two shady guys walk over to Daddy Duke. Oh, well hey there, fellas.
Well, hey there, Shadow King.
Excuse me?
Is that the bat? Right there.
That's the bat, the one that killed my cousin.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, fellas. I think you have me mixed up with somebody else.
No.
You see that, Axel? He's playing modest.
Yeah. I see it, Brucey. Brucey, I think this guy, he talks a lot of a big talk.
I think he does talk a big talk, but that would be a lot of big talk for a guy who's about to be kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, you're talking about a war. We got you a war.
You want some turf? We'll feed it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy Duke picks up the baseball bat. He takes a swing. Misses.
Hey! I wouldn't put up such a big fight there, eh, man. They both pull their coat aside to reveal their weapons.
They're strapped.
Yes.
Daddy Duke raises his arms. The baseball bat falls very dramatically.
All right. You see that shady car over there?
You're gonna get in it, and you're not going to cause any commotion.
Well, fellas, I think this is a big misunderstanding.
This is a misunderstanding, huh? You wanted some of our turf. Now you're gonna get it.
No, mm-hmm. The misunderstanding is I'm literally not who you think I am. I mean, I don't know what's going on. And
exactly like what a Shadow King would say, trying to operate from the shadows.
That's right. Now move.
Okay.
Get in. All right.
Daddy Duke gets in the car. They slam the door and drive off. Cut to the restaurant. They are all sitting around.
Guys, yeah, I'm so sorry about my dad. He's such a fucking pushover.
What time is it?
Marjorie, calm down. Marjorie, calm down.
It's about 1:30, Marjorie.
Oh, my God.
No, you were out for quite a while.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Good. I'm glad you do.
Just have your chili. We got you your favorite.
I love my chili.
No, don't worry about Daddy Duke. I understand. I have a dad myself.
I would hope so.
And you know what? He pissed himself in the hot tub the other day.
Yeah, he did.
All right, Marjorie, don't be weird.
I have two moms.
Yes. No.
Good.
So, well, I mean,
You want my dad, Marjorie? You looking for a dad?
No.
I can't stand him. There's something about dads. I know Huge Duke has been gone for a while. He unfortunately passed away. But sometimes you just got to move on. And he just keeps bringing it up and up and up. And I'm just like, Dad, I loved Huge Duke too, but he would have wanted us to move on.
Can I give you some advice? Unsolicited.
What, Marjorie?
I think you're too hard on him.
I see, that's where I disagree. I'm thinking about my own father, and if there's one thing he likes to talk about, it's how he lost all his money gambling.
Oh.
Yeah, he does.
It's just, don't be weird, Marjorie. No, it's just, every time we talk to him, he says, yeah, I bet it all on black, and it was red. And I think that, Dad, if you're going to make your bed, you should lie in it. Yeah. In fact, if you're going to piss your bed, mm-hmm. you should lie in it, which he also does.
What's with dads and pissing, you know?
It's just dads like to piss themselves.
Yeah, they do.
It's must what be I'm a saying dad
is,
thing.
Is I get it. I get it, Marjorie. You think that he's being too hard because yeah. that's not how you would treat your mother.
No.
But when mothers. It comes to having a dad, it's different. Mm-hmm. All they do is talk about... You know, how the house always wins in the end.
How the stock market is down or up or exactly. up or down. And I'm just like...
You can't, you know...
Which
you
one's turn, the good one?
You put the stuff in the pot and it always comes off. And who? Why does the hot tub smell weird? That's what they're all saying.
That's what they're all saying.
So, yeah. I think...
I just wish... I just wish my dad was gone, you know?
Yeah, I think we'd have a better time camping.
Yeah, honestly, he was cramping our style a little bit.
Well, I guess I should probably bring him his triple cheeseburger or whatever.
Yeah, we got to get back on the road. If we're going to make that ball of twine and set up camp for the night, we're going to go now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I forgot a bathing suit.
Marjorie.
We got two. our trio... Our trio has exited the restaurant. They've got a bag full of Papa Duke's cheeseburger. And when they reach the bat on the ground and the car door's still open, they get worried.
Did anybody
okay, well, where is he?
What? Yeah, where is he?
All right, now I'm in a bad mood again. I want to get going. Can you tell your dumb dad to get back to this car?
Big Duke pulls out his phone and he calls his dad. We cut to the inside of the car with Brucey
and Axel.
Brucey and Axel and Daddy Duke.
Daddy Duke. Daddy Duke's phone rings. Axel grabs it and throws it out the window.
You ain't gonna be needing any of that.
I do.
Nobody's.
Need it.
Nobody's going to want to know your location where we're taking you, buddy.
Yeah, the Shadow King thinks he's so important there, huh? Not the Shadow King. We come back
that's what they all say.
We come back to the restaurant. What was he answering?
Is he getting anything?
It stopped ringing. It didn't even go to voicemail. Did he hang up on me?
What? Is that out of character for him?
Way out of character.
He seems like a pushover.
He does seem
he
kind of
is
like
a pushover. He would answer any phone call after one ring. He would answer any text after 10 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, he's That's very crazy. Punctual when it came
Did you try
to
texting him.
Yeah, try texting him.
All right, let me give him a text. He sends a text of just a simple "Where are you?" Sends it.
We wait 10 seconds.
I'm scared, guys.
Man, maybe he's mad at you.
I did say some choice words.
What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, you were asleep.
Yeah.
Well, it's been 10 seconds.
Yeah, let's give it another 10.
Let's give it another 10.
Let's all wait in complete silence. Okay, yeah, he's definitely not.
Oh, my God.
My God. Do you think this means something bad happened to him?
I mean, it's the only explanation. I mean, my dad wouldn't have done anything like this.
No, you know, no, definitely. I learned in
Girl Scouts that if somebody is missing, you have to stay where you are so they come back to find you.
So I think we should stay.
Just stay here?
Well, maybe one of us should stay.
You.
Me?
Yeah, it's your dad.
It is your dad.
I guess so. But
that was okay, a no-brainer. Well, why would I
hold
stay?
On. Marjorie, hold on. Hold on for a minute. He had another part to that plan that you just didn't let him finish.
Okay.
I was going to say, like, maybe really one rude. Of us stays and the others go looking, you know? So, Marjorie, if you wanted to not have to do anything and maybe get some shut-eye, you could just stay behind. That was going to be my suggestion, but maybe I should just stay here. It's up to you guys. I mean, what's the plan here? My dad's out there. He could have been kidnapped. Dad-napped?
You know, in the restaurant, I saw a police officer. Maybe we should talk to them.
Okay.
Oh, now you bring it up. God, you're so useless.
All right. That's mean.
They go into the restaurant. They walk up to the police officer. Excuse me, officer. I'd like to report a missing person.
You're going to report a missing person to me?
Well, I mean, I just need a little bit of help, a little bit of guidance. You see, my dad was outside. We were going to bring him food, but now he's not there anymore. And he does not have dementia or Alzheimer's or anything. He did not just wander off. I know that's where you would first go.
You're talking about the man who, as you got out of the car, he had soiled himself?
Yep.
The old yep. man in the baseball pants?
Uh-huh. Like, well, who could have taken him?
I was watching him outside the window.
The waitress comes by. Here's your 10 donuts.
Thank you. Sir.
She walks away.
Hey, very cliche. Forgive me if I eat. I'm on my lunch break right now.
Well, what happened?
Well, no, okay, so I was sitting here waiting for my lunch to arrive,
uh-huh.
which, let me be clear, is 10 donuts. Because I am a police officer.
Yes, you are.
So I was watching him through the window waiting for my food to arrive.
Your 10 donuts.
Yes, thank you.
That's a wow, lot of okay. sugar.
You're being very useless right now, woman.
Okay, all right.
Trust us. She usually is.
Yeah. You know what? If I was on duty, I'd be pulling my gun on her right now. You know what, I'm saying?
What the fuck? That's not a good idea. Not a good thing to admit.
Well, okay. Can I tell my story or not?
Yes, please. Okay. So you got your lunch, which was 10 donuts.
10 donuts.
My lunch was 10 donuts. I ordered 10 donuts. I saw you guys get out of the car. I saw your dad standing there. I saw two shady-looking fellas go over there. They brandished weapons at him, and then they forced him into his vehicle, and they drove away.
Wait, you saw this?
Do anything?
Yeah, why didn't you do anything? Whole thing.
I'm off duty right now. I'm on lunch.
Isn't there like a code or something?
Yeah, there's like a code. Officer? If a police officer is off duty, they still do stuff.
Like a doctor.
You want to hear my police officer's code? Oh, it's God. The one my whole precinct has.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's do not lift a finger if you don't have to.
That checks out.
Yeah, that does check out.
Yeah,
I know. And you know what? At our precinct, there's a couple guys who off duty will, you know, see crimes and like report it and arrest people. You know what we call them around the precinct?
What?
A couple bad apples.
No, they sound like good people.
Help us find this guy's dad.
Yeah, what can we do? Like, do you know the shady men? Like, are they like?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
What, you know them?
What?
Yeah, Axel and Brucey, they're minor, you know, organized crime kingpins are in this area.
There's gang violence.
Yeah, there's big gang violence. There's actually there's this Shadow King who's been running around. He's been
a Shadow King.
Yeah. So there's, you know, one group, and then the Shadow King, who's kind of taken over a lot of turf, a lot of trafficking in the area. Yeah, it's real bad. They keep killing people.
Why aren't you guys doing anything about this?
I will point you again to the code. But if you really want to, and because I need the overtime, when I finish my lunch, I can...
Of 10 donuts.
Yes, it is 10 donuts.
A lot of sugar.
It's a variety, actually. There's three bear claws and two long johns. Bird's nest. Anyway, I will take you to the last known location where Axel and his gang kind of reside.
Okay. I would like a gun.
Yeah.
You would what?
I would like a gun.
And how old are you, ma'am?
Old enough.
Have you graduated high school yet?
I'm starting high school, but I'm very old.
All right, well, you have me convinced. Here's a little shooter I keep on my ankle that you can have. He reaches down, pulls like his pant leg up, and pulls out a little gun, and he just gives it to Marjorie.
Nice. This will go good.
Now, there is no safety on that.
You have a knife, Marjorie?
Yeah. It's like a butcher's knife. It's a thick fucking knife.
What the fuck?
Just in case.
Just in case. You have that on your person while you're sleeping?
Just in case.
You sleepwalk.
I don't sleep. Pull out a knife. So
we cut to. We cut to after lunch. They're all standing outside the police cruiser. The officer has like a bunch of like sprinkles and frosting on his lips.
Powdered sugar.
Also, we don't show it, but you can tell that he didn't pay his tab. All right. Well, I'm a little sugar drunk right now. So why don't you guys drive and I'll sit in the back and I'll tell you where to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Big Duke gets in the driver's seat.
Charles gets in the passenger seat and Marjorie and the officer get in the back. All right, now if you go left out of this here, you go a couple miles down the road, there's this warehouse that they used to operate out of, but I can't promise that they're going to be there now.
All right.
Oh my God, what are we getting into right now? Oh my God.
A lot of organized crime.
Organized crime. Organized crime. Oh my God. These are the people who might have taken, who took my dad?
Yeah, they like definitely it. Did. I know the perps. I saw them force him into the vehicle. He what? Peed himself on the way to the vehicle.
Oh my, that's what dads do.
That's what dads do. Yeah, I had a dad.
Yeah.
Officer, just like me.
Of course. Fucking Nepo baby over here.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's how I get out of doing a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay. Don't lift a finger, as the code says.
That's right. This guy gets it. You want a job?
I am still in high school.
Oh, that's okay. We don't need you to have finished high school. Anyway, yeah, just the warehouse up there. Again, even if they're not there, there might be a clue. A clue as to where they're taking
clue.
It.
A clue?
Mm-hmm. You know, in Girl Scouts, I got my clue badge, so I'm
did you?
Good to help out whenever, in any way.
Thanks, Marjorie.
You're welcome. I need Marjorie. A Dramamine before we go.
Wait, what?
I need a Dramamine before we go.
We're already driving.
I'll be very grumpy. Uh-oh.
We cut to our kidnappers have taken Daddy Duke, and they're taking him out of the van, and they're at... they take him through like a dive bar where they're operating out of. They go through the front and they go into the back room where it's been modified to be like a torture chamber.
Oh my God.
And it's the middle of the day, so no one's really there.
I don't hope not. Yeah, see.
All right, sit down there, Shadow King.
Yeah, Shadow King, we're gonna make you talk.
Let's find out who the Shadow King really is. Brucey goes into his pocket and he pulls out his wallet and he looks at his ID.
It's like covered in piss.
he shakes it off. Well, well, well. If our Shadow King isn't Daddy Duke. Daddy Duke.
That's my name. As he's shaking the wallet, like one of those little like photo booth like strip things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Out.
It's a thing of him with Big Duke and Bigger Duke when a long time ago.
Huge
and
Duke.
And both of his arms, yeah.
Oh, someone's got kids, I see, eh?
No, don't do anything to my kid.
Uh-oh.
Kid.
Why shouldn't I?
What happened to the other one, huh?
He drowned.
I slept with the fishes, huh?
Yeah, what happened? Someone take your rival out, huh? Try to hit you where it hurts?
Mm. No, in our pool, I just wasn't looking. And he drowned.
Your pool that the organized crime bought you? I see how
Yeah, that's right. You got a big payday, so you put in a nice little in-ground pool,
and you
heat it to 80 in the winter.
Uh-huh, you got a dumbass fucking son who drowned himself. That's what you get.
If I had just been paying more attention, this wouldn't have happened.
Oh, what? You got a little high on your own supply there?
Yeah.
You zoned out too much?
No, I was playing with my other son. I was teaching him how to ride a bike.
You and bikes, huh? A dirt bike, huh? With all the money that you got.
No, that's right. They're always... Organized crime kings are always throwing money at all their children willy-nilly like they don't deserve it. Mm-hmm.
I don't give my kids an allowance. I'm a big believer in that.
Interesting.
Well, Shadow King, we're not here to talk about your family. We're here to see what your plans are for our turf.
Yeah.
Where's the next attack?
I don't know. I think you have the wrong guy.
You think?
Axel, hit him.
Axel takes his big fist and just wallops him. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
I'm going to ask only one more time, Shadow King. When's the next attack?
I don't know. Tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, all right, give us 1 second.
Organize fast.
1 second. Axel, get over here. They go off into a corner. I don't like what this guy's saying. He's attacking tomorrow. I don't understand.
Yeah, I know.
There's never been an attack this close together.
I know. He's unpredictable. That's why they call him the Shadow King.
He doesn't seem like any mob boss I've ever met.
I know. He's smarter.
Spitting in our face, this guy's peeing himself left and right and crying.
I know. It's almost like he isn't the Brucey.
You don't think. You don't, Axel.
Brucey.
You don't think that,
You don't think.
You don't.
He couldn't.
I don't. No, I... No.
He isn't possible.
He's not.
Did
he
we...
Must be.
Did we...
Did we...
Did we fuck up?
Did we?
did we kind of... Did we just... Did we kidnap somebody?
We kidnapped a civilian.
We kidnapped a civilian. We didn't kidnap a mob
boss.
You just
hit him with brass knuckles.
Oh my God, I did. I really walloped him.
Oh my God, all that stuff about his kid.
Oh my God, he pissed himself. No wonder he pissed himself. He's scared. It wasn't a tactic to confuse
us. No, it wasn't. That was real.
That was real. Oh my God.
All right, okay, let's pull it together. I'm the brains of the operation here.
Yeah, you are, you are, you are. I'm
the
brawn.
We can't look weak in front of him. We can't look weak in front of him. He'll go right to the cops. They're always looking for probable cause.
Yeah, all those Nepo babies.
We need to make him think that we still think he's the Shadow King. Uh-huh. Huh?
Then we're going
to
take him.
We need to find a way to take him out? Is that what you were going to say?
No.
Okay, good.
We might have to.
I mean, he's seen our faces.
He's seen our faces. He knows the plan.
Well, it's not like the cops don't see my face all the time.
Yeah, they don't
do
anything.
I'm the one who's
paying
anything. Them off. You know
they
what I'm saying?
They don't do anything.
They don't do anything. But this guy could talk, and if we go to federal prison, we might get the electric chair. All right.
You take point.
We'll keep up the facade.
I will.
Okay? That is our only goal. Keep up the facade.
Keep it up.
As they walk back to Daddy Duke, he looks more confident. Like he's starting to play into this.
All right, Shadow King. So the attack's tomorrow, huh?
Yeah. Wipe that smirk off your face.
Yeah. At the docks.
At the docks.
At the docks.
See, we know about your secret supply down there.
You know what the secret supply, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a secret supply down in the docks.
Yeah, there's a secret supply.
We're in a landlocked county. There's no docks. We know you're not the Shadow King. God damn it.
You.
All right, well, then let me go.
Axel, I fucked up. Axel, I'm so sorry.
Let me go.
Brucey.
Help. Let me go. Help.
Now hit this guy. Hit him. Stop yelling. Stop yelling. Oh. We know you're not the Shadow King.
But okay,
so let me go.
No, we can't. Because you'll tell on us.
You've seen the coolest thing to ever happen to me, by the way.
You're welcome.
My son would totally go crazy for this. We're always watching those types of movies where, you know, spy movies. And I don't know.
We aren't spies. We're monsters.
No, we are not spies.
I know, but, you know, this is the closest thing, so.
So you haven't seen those types of movies?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Is all that stuff about your other son really true?
Yeah. Doesn't it suck?
Oh,
that's terrible.
Yeah. I'm a father myself.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta do this. I don't even want to be a gangster. I have to do this. Mm-hmm. I have no other marketable skills. I was in high school for 10 years.
Wow. Wow. Have you ever thought about photography?
Have I thought about photography? Yeah, I mean, I've thought about photography.
Yeah, you know, he dabbles. He did my wedding.
Yeah. Yes, I did. It was good.
Wait, let me see your reel. Some of your...
Can I email it to you?
Yeah. Mine's daddyduke@duke.duke.
Duke Duck.
We cut back to the police cruiser. Yeah. They pull up to the abandoned warehouse, and they all get out. Both the police officer and Marjorie were sleeping.
Guys, get up. A big Duke knocks on the window to wake him up.
They try to open the door, but because, like, it's a police car, the back seat is, like, locked on both sides.
The police officer wakes up. Drop your weapon! Yeah, you have to open it from the outside. You gotta open it from the outside.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Big Duke and Charles, they open the doors for him.
Okay, so we've been conducting a sting operation a while back, and we found out that they were using this warehouse to traffic both drugs and other illicit goods. But someone got the drop on them, and we think there's a mole on the police force. And we did our best to get rid of the mole, and it just kind of went away. So we think they got word of what was happening, and they vacated the premises.
This is a lot of information.
As they're all talking, they see a shady-looking police officer walk in the door. Is that the mole? That could be the mole right there.
Oh, my God.
Ah, shit. All right.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's go torture somebody.
I've always wanted to do that.
Me too.
Big Duke has his dad's baseball bat in hand. And pounds it into his other hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hits it against his other hand, like swinging it in a little bit.
And we hard cut to, they have caught the shady police officer. He is bound in a chain and he's sitting in a chair. And Marjorie and the police officer are pointing a gun at him.
All right, Mr. Mole. Where's my dad?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Hey. Big Duke, Charles Mortimer here. Let me take it from here. I've seen a lot of movies like this, you know, where they go on the hunt for the treasure and whatnot.
That's not at all the type of movie.
Okay. Anyway. Hiya there, dirty cop. What can I call you? I'm Charles Mortimer.
The mole tries to bite him.
Okay. All right. I don't want to do this anymore. Big Duke, back to you. Big Duke, back to you.
All right, Mr. Mole. There's two ways this can go: the easy way or the hard way.
Marjorie shoots him in the leg.
Marjorie. That was like step four of the hard way.
I learned sharpshooting at Girl Scouts.
I mean, was a clean cut wound. Yeah. It was right through his leg. It's not still in there. That was pretty good.
Didn't even hit the femoral artery. That's my girl.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you. What do you want to know?
We want to know where the Shadow King is.
Here, come in close.
Wait. You promise you won't bite?
I promise.
If you do, I'm going to have to knock those teeth out with this bat, buddy.
Can I bite a little bit?
No.
All right. All right, don't lean in then, because I was going to bite you.
No, oh, you full of fucker. I knew it. Where's the Shadow King? If we can take him down, then we can snuff out those motherfuckers who took my dad.
All right. Part of our base of operations also includes the Crooked Lobster, the dive bar downtown. That's where our headquarters is, where sometimes we meet up and dance a little and drink a little and have some fun.
Does that make any sense to you, officer?
Oh, yeah, I'm there all the time. I'm dancing and drinking and having a little bit of fun.
You're there?
Yeah,
yeah, we're friends.
This guy's my partner for a while.
What? Oh, you guys are... He's a dirty cop.
We're both police officers, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, well, how's your mom doing?
She drowned.
Whoa, fucking world. My big brother drowned.
That's so sad.
I'm honestly just feeling kind of bloated for my lunch.
Yeah, me too. What did you have?
I had 11 donuts.
Oh, whoa. I've been cutting back. I only had 10.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Because, you know, we do be eating donuts.
Right, we do be eating donuts.
Anyways, you're not going to have to kill me because I told you too much.
Marjorie shoots him and square in the head.
Whoa!
Marjorie! That was so quick.
We have no time.
Yeah, okay. So
get this dirty cop to cover it up.
Do it. Oh, yeah. I'll cover it up.
All right.
It'll be so easy.
That was your friend. Do you have any last words to anything to say about him?
Nope.
I mean, you don't... All right. I was going to say, you don't
Let's
have
go.
All right, we got to go to this bar. Now, I got to warn you guys. The crowd in there is pretty tough.
Okay.
So you're going to have to blend in.
We will.
Okay, great.
We cut to, like... The door of the bar opening, and it's like the silhouettes of these four people, and heads like swivel towards the front door, and they all start walking in. The police officer is like wearing his normal attire, but the other three like dressed up in different costumes. Big Duke is... put on some of like his dad's baseball costume gear and shirts and whatnot. What's up, slugger? You trying to strike out or get a home run? Am I right? And then
there's dead silence in the bar. They're all just looking.
Who are you directing that at?
All right, where do we go? Where do we go?
Marjorie's dressed like a pirate.
Even has a parrot on her shoulder.
I think we should scope out and split up.
I agree. As ranking officer here, and the only officer, I'll ask some questions around. You guys go sit down and order me a tequila sunrise, please.
They go to the bar. The officer starts walking casually around the room, looking at the other bar attendees.
Charles Mortimer and Big Duke walk up to the bartender. Charles Mortimer is dressed like the Cowardly Lion. What's up, Big Cat? It's Charles Mortimer here. Oh, shit, maybe I shouldn't use my real name. Two, please. Also,
tequila sunrises.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Big Duke.
No problem.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love you.
That will be $30.
$30. Holy shit!
Yeah, you don't know any better, do you?
You're right. I don't. I guess I don't. Listen, barkeep. Before we pay anything, though, my buddy here and I are We're looking to do business with the Shadow King.
What did you say?
I said we're going to do business with the Shadow King.
Everyone in the bar stops talking and looks right at them.
You shouldn't say those kinds of things out loud, you know.
Why?
Because he's like a bad guy. I don't know. I've never met him, but I heard he has a baseball bat. And he goes around and he breaks people's knees. And he's made of shadows.
He's made of shadows?
Yes.
Well, you see, we're looking for my dad. He got wrongfully kidnapped.
Is he, like, really wimpy?
He is.
Yes, he is. He kind of sucks.
He's upstairs.
Upstairs?
As we speak?
Yeah, but you can't just walk up there. You gotta, like... You know, you have to tell them the code.
Well, what's the code? Do you know the code?
Yeah, it's... Lean in.
You're not going to bite me, are you?
Why would I bite you?
Okay, I just had a
weird experience.
Yeah, a very recent experience with a biter when I leaned in.
All right, the code is Shadow King.
That's it?
That's it.
It's not like Shadow King rules, or it's just Shadow King?
It's Shadow King.
Oh, you have to say it.
Okay. Yeah, you just have to say it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, so let me be clear. You work for the Shadow King, or you work against the Shadow King?
Everyone here works for the Shadow King.
But you've never seen him.
No, he's always behind closed shadows. It's hard. It's always a silhouette, kind of like the kids next door. Where it's like the dad is like
the father and stuff. Father.
Yeah. No, not a friend. Anyways, but I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to break good, you know.
Good for you.
You hopefully know, I had a daughter, but it's a long story.
What happened to your daughter?
It's too painful.
Did she drown?
Yes!
Oh my god.
Why? Why you ask?
There might be a bigger thing going on here.
Pools not being regulated? And safety precautions.
Yeah, there was a city council bill that I sort of sponsored in a way that I think just got shot down, vetoed, if you would.
Ew.
Well, let's go, Charles. We gotta try and find my dad.
Yeah, let's get upstairs and use the password. We cut to the four of them are outside the password door. And they knock on the door, and like the little eye slit opens. What's the password?
It's Shadow King.
You may enter. The door opens, and the guy who's behind the door is just like he's like dressed like a 1950s mobster. He's the only one who looks that way. And he just kind of steps off to the side and he says, You have free range of anything behind this door.
Really?
Even you?
A bigger gun.
Even me. In that gun that woman is holding. Also.
Oh, well, I'll see.
While Marjorie's playing with the gun, she shoots the mobster dead.
Oh, no.
Cop. Clean this up.
Yes.
Don't say cop too loud, you know. But he's crooked. He's a dirty cop, so it's okay. Lots of thoughts. All right, let's go upstairs.
They go up the stairs, and they start to fan out, they're searching all these rooms. And in the back room is where our evil villains are.
Big Duke is the first one who, like, gets to the door. The door is, like, locked. He jiggles the knob. He's unable to open it, but he hears voices behind the door. Yeah, so we're gonna take the other turf tomorrow night down by the docks. But, sir, this is a landlocked county. There aren't any docks. Oh, there aren't any? Well, That's for you to not. That's for me to know and for you to find out. The Shadow King knows all. Big Duke, like, very quickly, like, tries to get the other's attention. Guys! Guys! Guys, down here! Down here! This is where the Shadow King is!
The Shadow King is here?
Yeah, the Shadow King's right here. He's behind this door. What do we do? What do we do?
The Shadow King's
here. Shoot through the door.
Shoot through the door.
You guys with the guns.
Oh, well, you know the password, right. So just not.
Roger, start shooting.
The cops start shooting. Bang, 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 bang.
And then all of a sudden, like, gunfire returns, and they have to hit the deck. It's a classic shootout. Like,
it's a classic shootout.
It's a classic shootout.
And after all the bullets have been shot, there's a eerie silence. Everyone's kind of taken cover. The door has been blown off its hinges. You can see inside. It's a very pristine office with an overturned desk that has been shot to hell, and behind it sits the Shadow King and his assistant.
All the other, like, 10 guys that were in there are all shot dead, laying on the ground. The assistant is, like, trying to, like, stop the bleeding on the Shadow King's, like, to two different bullet holes on the Shadow King. The four of them walk over. Marjorie, like, has gun loaded, gun cocked, and ready. All right. So you're the Shadow King? Yeah, that's right. What's it to you?
Shadow King, I am an officer of the law. I will be taking you in now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I've seen you dance at this bar. I own you. You think the police? You think I don't own them?
I don't do a lot of thinking, sir.
Who would have thought? A corrupt police officer and three teenage. How old are you, fucking kids?
We don't have time for
adults.
This.
We're adults, but we're still in high school. Shadow King, hi, Charles Mortimer. We're looking for his father. It seems two of your agents, or gangsters, or whatever you want to call them,
or maybe they're had working picked against him up.
I think they are. I think that's it. That's very on point.
Marjorie. I don't know why they didn't just go a couple doors down then. If you there's were only, here the whole time,
there's only two possible people that are against me, and that's Brucey and Axel. Those motherfuckers are always trying to get me. Well,
yeah. Well,
newsflash to them: they ain't getting the Shadow King.
Well, they picked up his father, thinking it was you.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
There's blood on your hands.
It's your responsibility.
Okay.
He, like, grabs the shoulder of his assistant and gets to his feet.
Let's go after those motherfuckers.
Yeah, the Shadow King is on our side! Woo!
There's only one place I know that Brucey and Axel are holed up in nowadays. Follow me.
Okay. The Shadow King goes into the shadows.
How the fuck did he do that?
You like a voice from all from all sides all around them just says, "Meet me outside."
Whoa!
Holy
That's
shit!
Sick. He has shadow powers.
We cut to outside. It's the sun is rapidly setting.
My strongest.
Yeah. The Shadow King has a big ass van they're all going to get into.
Quick, get in. I'll Shadow drive.
King, great. As an officer of the law, one, I probably shouldn't let you just drive us to Oliver Town, but because that would be a lot of work, I'm going to let you. And second, can we stop for dinner, please? I need to have 17 donuts.
I also need to stop for Dramamine.
We don't have the time.
They could have already gotten to your friend's dad.
Use your shadow powers. Make us go faster.
I will.
Yes, Shadow King is on our side.
Very quickly, he starts the car and just drives into shadows. It's like dark on all sides, and like it's like they're going through a black hole.
You hear screams coming from all sides.
It's like souls of the damned.
Those are the screams of the those who wronged me.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I'm so happy you're on our side. Shadow King is on our side.
Shadow King is on our side.
He very quickly like whips the car around, does like almost like a U-turn in a way, and he skids out of the shadows into the parking lot of the bar that Brucey and Axel work out of. All right, they're inside. You four go on ahead.
All right, we cut to the interior of the torture room where Daddy Duke is still tied up. And Bruce and Axel have now noticed that the Shadow King is pulled out of the shadows. Oh my god.
Oh my god. He's here. Oh my god. I can feel him.
He's coming. I think it's him, because this guy isn't him. They're going to kill us.
No.
He's going to kill us.
He's going to fucking kill us. Holy shit.
He's going to kill us.
What do we do? What do we do, Brucey?
I don't know. What do we do with this old bastard?
Do we just kill him?
I think we just kill him.
We just kill him.
We kill him and run. Because if we leave him, he'll tell the Shadow King where we're going. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
How would the Shadow King know where we are? Huh? Huh, Axel?
He's a part of the shadows.
Did you betray me? Did you betray me?
Did I betray you?
Yeah. The only way he would have known. I've kept my nose clean for years. I've been trying to put my kids through college. I'm keeping my nose clean.
I would never betray you.
You did. You wanted an extra cut so you could get your wife's boobs done, or whatever the thing was about her.
She had cancer of the tits.
Ah, whatever. Same thing.
It was his daughter.
It was his daughter?
I think it was his daughter.
I thought it was his girl. No,
it was my girl.
Oh, your girl. I think that, like, girl as in daughter.
No, girl as in my flame, my significant other, my better half. We don't like to put labels.
Well, she is your better half, because your half's garbage.
Well, your other half of your body is going to be sleeping with the fishes. They both pull guns on each other.
Axel, I don't want to hurt you, but you're the one who's betrayed me.
Brucey, I don't want to hurt you, but you're the one who's accusing me of betraying you.
Daddy Duke says, bang! And they both go, bang! And they both shoot each other.
It's like shoulder wounds, but they're stopped.
Ah.
Axel goes, and Brucey goes to raise his gun again, and it's shot out of his hand by Marjorie. The four have entered the room.
The Shadow King is brandishing his signature bat. Made of shadows.
Oh my god. It's the Shadow King!
The Shadow King points at Axel, and shadows go over him, like that scene in Ghost, where the guy gets dragged to the
underworld. He gets dragged to hell.
Brucey! Tell my girl! I love her! And her tits!
Shadow King is on our side!
The police officer... he kind of like lazily walks towards Big Daddy Duke, and he looks at him. He gives him one up and down. He's, is this your dad? Is this your father?
Yeah, that's him.
Well, I guess I'm putting him under arrest because he's been cavorting with organized crime members.
So. He was kidnapped.
No, he's my caller. I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
You know what? I think it's time I stand up for myself. He pulls out a gun. He shoots the cop.
The cop dies.
Oh my god!
Holy shit.
Dad! You had that gun on you all this time?
Daddy Duke, it's Charles Mortimer. Where did you get that gun?
I went through a lot of different life changes. Here's where I got the gun. Flashback to the past. They're leaning over him.
Axelin, the other guy.
Brucey.
Brucey. Axelin Brucey. They're leaning over to him. As they're talking, Daddy Duke, he nudges one of the guns out of Brucey's pockets and grabs it.
And he puts it in his pocket.
Flashback to present. Yeah, that's how I did it.
Oh, I could have probably just told you that. We probably didn't need the whole flash. Yeah.
We already filmed it, though, so we got to put it somewhere in the movie.
It was like Saw, where it's like, da-da-da. Da-da.
Anyways, I feel like I've grown a lot.
Yeah, Dad. And it's like when I said earlier you needed to grow up. I think you have.
I think I did.
Yeah, your whole demeanor's changed, sir. It's like you're a whole new man. Confident. Smart. Witty.
Sexy.
Okay, that's your father. Don't be weird. You know what? I'm going to let you two talk. The Shadow King and I are going to, I don't know, go downstairs and get a drink, I guess.
Okay.
And Marjorie's still passed out in the shadow van. No, that's not true. She's over there.
No, yeah, she's
I'm just
there.
I'm doing a gaffe.
She's like, I'm just going to, I'll sit here and I'll watch this.
Okay.
Marjorie. Come downstairs with us, all right? Come on, you're being useless right now.
That's mean.
Everybody exits except for Big Daddy Duke and Big Duke.
Dad, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to push you away, and that pushing away made you get kidnapped. That's my fault.
Listen, I'm sorry too. You know, this has been very hard for me. I know it's been 10 years, but every year around the anniversary, it's always difficult. And sometimes I think I wallow too much in the past, and I forget about the present and you and taking care of you. And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, Dad. You know, sometimes I think that not thinking about the past at all is better than reminiscing, because
no, it's not.
It's not. I no. agree. I shouldn't be doing that, and I shouldn't be telling you not to either. You know, Dad, I think we learned a lot from each other on this.
I think so too. Yeah.
Now, Dad, let's go see that big ball of twine.
And then maybe we can go to the baseball game?
And maybe we can go to the baseball game.
Cool. Just then, two police officers we haven't seen barge in. They say, "Police, we're here, and we've brought dinner." And they pull out three boxes of donuts.
Yay! Credits! Nice.
Wow. That was a pretty goofy movie.
That was a goofy movie, I'll say it.
That was.
I think that one should be called... It's something Jake said earlier. Behind closed shadows.
I love it.
I like it.
Oh my goodness, that was fun.
Yeah,
that
was so silly. Is that even allowed?
It's allowed.
Is it even allowed?
It's allowed on this podcast.
Our silliness too tough. They're gonna kill us.
Yeah, I know.
Silliness too tough. Nipples too big.
Our improv's too.
Don't show your nipples. Yeah, I'm gonna have to learn how to blur video.
If I did have a little nipple, could you put a little Alec face over it?
That's a whole thing. Yes. He has to learn it.
I won't do that though. No.
Thank you.
But yeah, goofy movie. There's a lot of things that, like I said earlier, I wanted to make a ton of videos about it because there's just a bunch of little Easter eggs in it that I kind of have picked up on after seeing it so many times. There's like, if you look there in the song On the Open Road, there's like this one part where a bunch of nuns show up in another car. If you like, you can see those nuns in different parts of the movie. They like they end up at the Powerline concert at the very end with Max and Goof. And
that's what I say every time I see Sound of Music. You can see those nuns everywhere.
Yeah, you see the nuns everywhere. There's like, they're at like the diner where Goofy gives Max the map. They're at like a baseball game that they're at in like a montage. And I think they're in like one other part that I can't think of. off the top of my head. But yeah, there's a lot of things that I would love to do. I'd love to make a video also talking about the fact that the one character in Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas was supposed to be Roxanne, but they couldn't do it. And also, I do have an idea for another sequel to a goofy movie after an extremely goofy movie.
A supremely...
supremely goofy.
I would call... goofy movie. It's not fleshed out. It's just the idea is like now the idea of the movie is that now Max is Goofy's age, that he was in a Goofy movie, and Max has his own kid.
That's, and he's like, divorced from Roxanne.
Well, I would have it be like where he was with Roxanne.
Oh, nice.
And like there's this whole thing where I think my idea for the movie, the name would be An Infinitely Goofy Movie.
Oh, that's good. And you can't go up from there. You that's the final nail in the coffin.
I know. And I have like this one scene that would be like the climax of the movie, or like kind of the climax of the movie, where it's at Mickey's House of Mouse. Bring that back, and like it's like at a like they have Powerline come back. So
from the dead.
From the dead, from like, have him do a reunion concert or something, or a comeback concert at the House of Mouse, and I have like all these little ideas for it. I'm not gonna say what the big inciting incident is because I want to keep that under wraps for a maybe video that I would make. But
I get you.
But
I love it.
I love a goofy movie. It's so good.
I didn't have Disney Channel as a kid.
Mm. Really? That's sad.
Yeah.
I did. I was a Nick kid.
I was a Disney Channel / Cartoon Network kid. But the thing is, I think I was just all of them. I watched pretty much everything.
You were raised by television.
I wasn't allowed to watch Cartoon Network. My mom said I couldn't.
I didn't have Cartoon Network either.
It was a rule.
No Disney, no Cartoon Network.
Yeah, you were a PBS kid. Shout out to Arthur. Yep. Shout out to Fetch with Ruff Ruffman. Shout out to Clifford. Shout out to Between the Lions.
Between the Lions!
Yeah!
Well, this has been Screenplay, the improvised movie. Woo! We will holler at you next time. Thanks for being a loyal screenwriter. We love you so much. If you liked this...
Yep. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I thought you were gonna skip it. Go ahead.
Oh no! Oh no!
Oh no! 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 No!
Oh yeah!
If you want to reach out to us, where can they find us at, Jesse?
They can find us online on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. We're at TikTok. Screenplay PCast.
Send us an email.
Send us an email. You can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Tell us
what you liked.
A movie that you want us to base a movie on. Tell us.
Yeah, specifically towards me, because we figured out that I did not watch a ton of movies in the last time since it was an Alec week. So I was like, oh God, so that's why we did a goofy movie.
Also, if you have any complaints at all, please also address those to Alec.
Yeah, address them towards me. If you're like, a goofy movie, seriously, Alec? That came out almost 30 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. It came out in 1995. Next year is its 29th is in April. It's like the first weekend of April, and then it's next year will be its 30th, I believe.
Wow. Well, that's how to follow us. If you want to leave us a review, please do. It will help us, and we want more screenwriter fans.
Yes, so please, we do.
You know, share us with a friend, a loved one, your dad, your drowned brother, your enemies,
your local mobsters.
Exactly. Well, and that's how to reach us together. But to reach us individually, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Jesse Sarowitz.
I am at Alec Combs on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and you can also find my YouTube channel, Alec Combs. I'm currently working on a huge video that should be coming out. I don't know when this episode's coming out, but it might be sooner than you think.
It might be out.
It might. Yeah. I don't think if we stay on schedule from where we're at right now, I don't think it quite will be out, but it might be out within the next few weeks when this episode comes out. So it's being worked on.
Okay.
Nice.
If you want to follow little me poo, it's at Jake Rubin 27 on Instagram, at Jake Rubin 69 on Twitter.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, screenwriters, we will see you next time. We love you.
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 Lightspeed.
A Studio Ghibli film. Ba 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 ba.